waiting for fear to go away and you have a desire to live an amazing, inspiring life, you're going to be waiting forever. So just know that fear is a normal part of growing. If you're growing, if you're expanding outside of your comfort zone, you're going to experience fear, and it's normal and it's okay. So instead of trying to push fear away or avoid fear, it's a matter of changing your relationship with it. So there are certain things that you can do to help bypass that fear, especially if it's on a subconscious level. But one thing that you can do is actually do the thing that's creating the fear. So inaction often creates more anxiety and angst. It's because you're not doing anything about it. But the more effort and the more action steps you take towards something, the less anxiety you feel. So if you think of if you played sports or if you were in a play or anything like that, you felt the most nervous or the most anxiety or the most fear right before the game or the performance. And once you were actually doing the thing, you didn't feel as much anxiety because you were actually in it, you were doing it. And because of that, you felt like you've accomplished something, you felt proud of yourself, you increased your confidence, your self-worth. So for you, think of it in that same way. So when you're going to approach something that's out of your comfort zone, maybe it's asking for a new client, maybe it's launching a new program, maybe it's speaking up in a relationship, just know you're gonna feel that anxiousness or potentially that fear leading up to it, and it's not gonna go away. So if you're waiting for that to go away to do the thing, you're always gonna be waiting. You gotta do the thing in order for that fear to go away. The more you do it, the more comfortable you get, it becomes part of your comfort zone, and it's no longer gonna rule you. So ask yourself, where am I not taking action? Or where do I have a fear and I'm not taking action? And then chunk it down. What's one baby step that I can take today to move forward? Even if it's scary, how can you take that action step today? So I'd love for you to share this with someone who might resonate with it. I am on a mission to help inspiring, fun-driven souls to live a life that they are so in love with. And a big part of that is embracing fear.